And next, we're going to meet a man who's one of the longest-serving career employees in the history of the federal government. He just marked his 60th year of public service. Jack Keeney has worked in the Justice Department's Criminal Division under 11 presidents and 21 attorneys general. NPR's Ari Shapiro has his profile.
There are a lot of buildings in Washington that are named after politicians or people who are deceased, but the building I'm standing in front of right now, 1301 New York Avenue, is very unusual in that it's named after somebody who is still alive and still working in the federal government as a career employee, John C. Keeney, or Jack Keeney.
And here's President Clinton, and there's President Reagan giving me a presidential award. These are my...
Keeney's second-floor office at the Justice Department is full of photographs and memorabilia mapping his career. There's an image of the World War II bomber he was shot down in, and autographed pictures of presidents next to snapshots of his grandkids. To reach Keeney's office today, visitors have to go through a full body scan and keep an escort with them at all times. When Keeney started working here halfway through the last century, it was very different.
When I started, bums off the street would wander in, and it wouldn't have any problem getting into the department.
Today, people describe Keeney as the Justice Department's walking encyclopedia, or the oracle of past decisions made. But when he arrived on the job, he was just another prosecutor. In the 1950s, he worked on communism cases. Some were against party leaders, and some were contempt of Congress prosecutions, against people who refused to testify based on their First Amendment right to free speech, rather than their Fifth Amendment protection against self-incrimination.
Well, looking back on them, I'm not so sure that we needed to do it. But that was the prevailing sentiment. We did accelerate the obliteration of the Communist Party in the United States, but on reflection, I'm not sure it wouldn't have self-destructed.
In the 60s, Bobby Kennedy became Attorney General. Now, Keeney won't say who his favorite Attorney General has been. After all, some of them are his close friends. But he will say...
The most fascinating one was Robert Kennedy, obviously.
Before Kennedy, Justice Department lawyers had almost no access to the Attorney General. When Kennedy took control, he instituted regular meetings with the line attorneys. Keeney moved to the organized crime section, which was one of Kennedy's top priorities. They met once a week, and Keeney says when a lawyer had a problem, say the IRS wasn't cooperating with a prosecution, Kennedy wasn't afraid to get his hands dirty.
He'd pick up the phone and call the head of the Internal Revenue Service, who happened to be one of his professors in law school.
By the late 70s, Keeney was already becoming revered, in the words of former Deputy Attorney General Philip Hyman. Hyman became head of the Criminal Division in 1978, and when Attorney General Griffin Bell would ask Hyman to come up to his office to discuss a criminal matter...
My chest would sort of puff up, because I liked being asked for advice by Judge Bell. And he would say, "And Phil?" And I'd say, "Yes, Judge Bell." He'd say, "Bring Jack Keeney with you, please."
Another one of Keeney's biggest fans and closest friends is David Margolis, who's been at Justice for more than 40 years.
People joke with me that I've been waiting for him to retire so I can take the mantle. And so I'm told they now call me Prince Charles. I'll never get the crown.
Margolis notes with some sadness that he does not see a new generation of Jack Keeneys coming up through the ranks. He says when he started public service, Justice Department lawyers were revered, maybe even too much.
That certainly isn't the case today, and I think it's gone to the other extreme, and there's in Washington is a tough place to live and work. So with all that in mind, I don't see people staying as long anymore.
And former Deputy Attorney General Jamie Gorelick warns that without people like Jack Keeney, political leaders actually cannot do their jobs.
The trick is not to drive them out. And, you know, I think it's very important to take stock of how many of those people have remained and to make sure that we take good care of them because they are the bearers of the values and culture of the Justice Department.
The Justice Department doesn't have to worry about Keeney retiring soon. At age 85, he says he'll stay on the job as long as his health lets him. As former Attorney General Dick Thornburgh puts it,
"Attorneys General have come and gone, but Jack still steams on."
Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.